There's plenty going on in the world of aviation this week as Air Canada has begun their flights from Melbourne to Vancouver direct. The service will be seasonal from December to February, only until June 2018, when it is expected to become a year-round service. It's Air Canada's third destination in Australia, following Sydney and Brisbane. Air Canada's inaugural flight, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner service, departed Vancouver on December the 1st in the late evening and arrived on Sunday morning to a water cannon welcome salute at Melbourne's Tullamarine Airport. The arrival marks the only non-stop service linking Canada and Melbourne. Also in Melbourne, Virgin Australia has unveiled plans for a comprehensive redevelopment of its domestic terminal at Melbourne Airport's Terminal 3 over the next 3 years. By mid-2019, the redeveloped domestic terminal will offer an automated check-in process for Virgin Australian guests, including automated bag drop facilities, enhanced self-service kiosks, enabling guests to check in, print their boarding passes, and print their baggage tags. There'll also be service pods where Virgin Australia ground crew can assist guests with their check-in and a service desk to assist with traditional check-in and general inquiries. Once the construction has been completed, the T3 will also feature a dedicated premium entry for Virgin Australia's business class guests and platinum and gold velocity frequent flyers, including a dedicated check-in, bag drop and security screening features and direct access to the Virgin Australia lounge. The unveiling of these concept designs follows the domestic terminals agreement that was signed in June between Virgin Australia and Melbourne Airport, which included key commercial terms to support the redevelopment of T3. And those who've been attending a conference or an event at Sydney's new International Convention Centre may have noticed that the venue was the first of its kind in Australia to pilot a mobile airline check-in and baggage drop service. Jeff Donaghy, CEO of ICC Sydney, has said that with more than 1,000 events secured until 2026 at the centre, it would be a game changer for the clients, delegates and visitors. The system uses a cloud-based technology to remotely integrate with the airline check-in systems. Luggage is then securely transported to the airport and placed in a baggage system for security screening. The technology has also been recently trialled successfully for cruise ship passengers in Sydney. Over in Perth, Air New Zealand has opened its first ever lounge at the Perth Airport. The new lounge caters for more than 110 customers and carries the airline's signature design already seen in Air New Zealand lounges in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane airports, as well as the existing lounges throughout New Zealand. The 441 square meter lounge is located on level 2 of the airport terminal, and it has windows overlooking the internal atrium and 4 different zones to meet the needs of customers, including a cafe, as well as a business lounge and quiet areas. Their self-service food buffet and drink station are also on offer. Qantas has opened its doors to a brand new Qantas London lounge at the Heathrow Airport as the airline counts down to direct 787 Dreamliner flights between Australia and London. The airline has spent the past year building a dedicated lounge at the Heathrow Airport as part of a multi-million dollar investment for customers on existing London services, as well as the landmark Perth-London route, which is ready to start on the 24th of March 2018. Key features of the lounge will include room to relax, work and dine prior to your flight over 2 levels with views of the airfield, a cocktail bar, as well as a gin bar, and business facilities that will include Wi-Fi, working stations, and shower suites, as well as spa facilities. The new lounge is located at London Terminal 3 and will be open to Qantas customers traveling in first and business class, as well as Qantas Platinum 1, Platinum and Gold, and Qantas frequent flyers and their guests. The lounge is also open to eligible Oneworld Emerald and Sapphire customers, as well as the Emirates Skywards Platinum and Gold customers and Qantas Club members as well. The anticipated QT Queenstown has opened in New Zealand with an Alpine-inspired hotel and in the New Zealand Southern Alps. With 69 guest rooms and suites, floor-to-ceiling windows, a restaurant and bar facilities, it's certain to be a hit for the ski season as well as all year round when thrill seekers head to Queenstown. As you might expect, the QT will come with all the tongue-in-cheek quirks that have made the QT hotels much loved. And Atlantis the Palm in Dubai has taken the title as the most Instagrammed hotel in the Middle East and among the top 10 of the world as determined by Instagram's official year in review 2017. The top 10 list has been pulled together by analyzing data from the Instagram's 375 million active users to see which hotels have captured the hearts and minds of thousands as selfie snappers across the world. The five-star Palm in Dubai is the firm favorite with celebrities, sporting icons, and tourists alike, and it's also been the most iconic landmark on the Dubai skyline since its opening in 2008. With the average number of posts uploading reaching 350 every day, it's consistently a feature on Instagram's list of top hotels. It's also the only resort in 2017 to retain its spot for a second year running, narrowly missing out on its top spot by the Marina Bay Sands Singapore and the Las Vegas Institutions, the Bellagio, and the Venetian. And that's travel news this week. I'm Gwen Luscombe.
Thank you, Gwen. Travel news there with Gwen Luscombe.